This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In outlining material found in the book of Titus on the theme of doing what is good, we have seen that the church is to be a seedbed for producing what is good in our lives. When church people exhibit what is good, they will silence their critics and attract some who before rejected or didn't understand their message. Some of them will be convinced to seek the source of such a lifestyle change. This is one reason why the church should encourage her people to do what is good. Doing what is good is essential to effective pre-evangelism and a significant persuasion factor in evangelism. Church leaders should teach and exemplify the importance of this. Role models in each generation among both men and women need to share with their peers as well as cross-generational. Care must be taken to guard against men sharing with women and vice versa to avoid temptation. This teaching is not theoretical, but practical. Things like being temperate, loving, self-controlled, pure, and kind, and not slandering or being addicted. We should be people of integrity, always remembering to whom we belong. We need to help fellow believers get to the place where they are devoted to a lifestyle of doing what is good. What will that look like? Paul says, you will provide for your own daily necessities and live productively. In other words, you will not be a burden to others. Rather, you will be a blessing to them. That kind of Christianity will leave an indelible mark on others and bring glory to God. That is key to building the kingdom.